close that, server off, send that email tomorrow. Done! Oh, God. My eyes are so exhausted from staring at this damn computer all day long. I can't believe that last call went over 3 hours. Thank God I'm working from home, otherwise I'd be schlepping to the subway in the cold right about now. I can't really complain, though, because I get to answer Zoom calls dressed only from the waist up. and the whole food thing. I can finally eat my garlicky noodles and curry whenever I want without Reggie, two cubicles over, bitching about the smell. It's called flavour, man. I probably have a few hours before I need to go to bed. Wait, it's 10:30. Are you kidding me? Okay, well, that's the downside of working from home, I guess. Shit. Shit. Shit, where's my phone? I should have texted you earlier, before everything went nuts. But in my defense, I thought I was close to the end of my shift. I didn't realize I'd be on a service call with a first-time customer. I'll just text you goodnight real quick. Oh, and I clicked the call button. Because, of course I did.
Hello?
Hey.
I was starting to think you'd fallen asleep without telling me goodnight.
Yeah, sorry about that, babe. Long night at work.
Everything okay?
It was a clusterfuck, but it wasn't my fault. So, that's nice.
Yeah, that's good.
You all right?
I was just... you know.
No, I don't know. What were you doing? What? What am I missing?
I was just... letting off some steam.
Oh, really? I wonder how you look right now. Are you lying in bed, spread eagle, with the sheets tangled up in your legs? You must be so flushed right now. I wish I could see you.
And, you know, I'd like to get back to that if it's all the same to you.
Go ahead. Don't hold back on my account.
What?
You want to let out some steam, right?
Yeah, but... what? Are you saying you want to listen?
I mean, if you're okay with that. I think it'd be really hot.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. You could let off some steam too, right? I mean, you have had a long day. We both need to relax.
Fuck. This is going to be really hot. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. How far were you before I called?
Pretty far.
Oh, think you can work yourself back up for me?
Keep telling me what to do. And that won't be a problem.
Oh, you want me to talk, do you? Are you sure about that? I can get a little bossy.
I don't really want to make any decisions right now. Just... oh, fuck, just talk to me. Please.
What were you using before I called? You have so many toys to choose from. Is it the thick dildo with the 4 vibration settings? The prostate massager? Your favourite bullet vibe. How have you been touching yourself? Stroking your thick, hard cock? Or playing with your ass?
Oh, the prostate massager.
Oh, fuck.
No fingers.
I bet you look so fucking hot, up on all fours, fucking yourself. One hand holding the phone to your ear so I can hear you. Put yourself on speaker. I want you to use both hands.
Okay.
I almost want to ask you to FaceTime me so I can see you, but there's something even more exciting about just hearing you, imagining what you look like right now.
Okay. I'm here.
Good. Turn the massager on for me, baby. It's still inside you, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, God.
Just like that. I pull my briefs down around my thighs with my free hand. I'm getting nice and hard already, just listening to you and picturing you. I run my fingers up and down my shaft gently as I listen to you moan and squirm over the line.
Oh.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.